Welcome, HPR listeners, to my new show. This is the New Age Techno Hippie. I'm going to talk about circuit bending today. It was a topic that I didn't even know was a topic. I had started doing similar type stuff a while ago after I had my children and found out that a lot of the toys today don't come with volume control. So I wanted to lower the volume but couldn't. So being a hacker, I just decided I was going to put one in myself. It's not that complicated of a subject, but I'm going to have some links in the show notes to actual circuit bending websites. You can check it out. They seem to do a little bit different than what I'm doing. I'm basically just adding in a volume control. They're going a little bit further than that, but once you start, I'm sure that you could, with enough time, do about anything you want it. The concept's pretty simple. I have a child's toy, and it has no volume control. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take a screwdriver or whatever tools that I need, and I'm going to take the device apart. Sometimes screws are hidden under rubber feet on the back. You take those off, and you'll see the screw holes. You stick your screwdriver in there. They might be Phillips. They might be straight edge, not normally. Most of the time, they're Phillips, or sometimes some sort of Torx head, maybe a tri-wing. There's all sorts of screws out there. If you look online, I'm sure you can figure out what kind of screwdriver you'll need. Once you have the screws out, then you slowly take the toy apart. Be careful. Plastic breaks easy. Most of the toys are made out of cheap plastic, and they have lots of little fasteners. Normally, I use a little precision straight-edge screwdriver, and you can slowly pop all the little plastic bits apart. Once you have plastic bits apart, then it's time to start dealing with the electronics inside. Most of these have one to two small circuit boards in them with a lot of integrated circuit, but for the volume out, you're going to have some sort of audio circuit, and that audio circuit's where we're going to do our work to add a volume control to it. It's not super straightforward. If you look out there online for filters for audio circuits, simple filters, you'll see that all you really need to change the sound of audio is some resistors, maybe a capacitor, and you can wind up changing the pitch and volume of audio pretty easy. The problem is that somebody's already done a lot of design work to get this toy to sound exactly the way they want it, and you're going to be changing that. So you're going to have to experiment a little bit, but it doesn't really hurt. All you need to do is just leave the batteries in the toy, take the toy apart, leave the speaker connected, and you can hear the speaker and run it through its actions and the different sounds that it makes, and then you can go in and put a volume control of your own in that toy, or just lower the volume altogether and not even really put a control and just cut the volume in half or something. So what you're going to do is you're going to, and you have two options here. You could get really fancy because you already have a screwdriver. You can do it really fancy, and you can use a soldering iron and desolder the wires from the speaker off the board and use a resistor or a variable resistor in there and play with the volume that way. Or you can just simply, if you don't have a soldering iron, just cut one of the wires to the speaker. Normally the red one, the one that looks like it's the positive wire. It might even be labeled positive on the board, circuit board, where the wire is attached from the speaker. If you cut that wire, you can put a resistor in between the wire and the speaker, and by doing that, you're going to reduce the voltage across the speaker, and that's going to reduce the volume that comes out of the speaker. You also play down with different resistor values. You can buy a cheap pack of variable resistors, or even just a cheap pack with a lot of different resistors in it at a lot of different values from any hobby electronics store, whether it's a Radio Shack or whatever else you might have, Maplin, whatever. When you do that, then you can try different resistors in there just by simply touching them together. You can use them, if you need to, hold a little bit of tape to them together, or just hook the little ends of the wire and the resistor wires and hook them together and just kind of tug on it gently. Generally, you're not talking enough voltage or amperage or anything that you're going to get hurt playing around with these kinds of circuits. If you're dealing with some kind of electronic item that's a lot bigger or plugged into AC power, you need to be very careful. And that you don't, shock yourself. But with small, single AA battery type toys, two AA batteries, generally not too big a problem there. Try not to touch the bare wires. But there's lots of ways to hold these things apart. So as you're trying the different resistor values, you just turn the toy on, cycle it through its different functions, and make sure that the volume level is the volume level that you wanted to have for the toy. And once you find the right resistor value, the toy should still sound good, but yet just be at a lower volume. As you change the resistor value, you might find that you change the sound of whatever is coming out, whether it's a voice or just a pitch. You're going to change that slightly by changing the resistor value, and that goes back to what I said earlier about there being a lot of work that went into designing the audio circuit to sound a certain way, and now you're just sort of going in and changing it all random-like. But with a little bit of work, you can get the right resistor in there, and that resistor will make what you have sound good, but be at a volume that you prefer. If you put a variable resistor in there, you'll have the option of changing it. Now, if you want to access the variable resistor after you put this toy back together, you might need to poke a small hole through the toy to do so. You can use a knife and just auger out a hole, or if you want, you can use a drill or something like that and poke a little hole in it that way. Just big enough to get a small little precision screwdriver through there, and that's normally enough that you can glue the resistor that you're going to add to it, the variable resistor, into the toy and be able to turn the little potentiometer there with a screwdriver to change the volume whenever you want it. Once you find the resistor, if you don't have a soldering iron, you can just twist the wires together, tape everything up, and you put the toy back together. Don't put the screws in. Test it out first before you put the screws back in. Make sure everything works the way you want. And then you're ready to go. Then you put screws back in. If you have a soldering iron, what you can do is you can solder the resistor in place and then put the toy back together, test it out, put the screws in if everything's working the way you want. If you put a variable resistor in there, a potentiometer, and you've glued it to the hole, then put it back to solder everything back in together. Normally with the variable potentiometer, you're going to have to solder stuff just because of the way that the mounts are made. Sometimes you might not have to. You might be able to tape them together. Soldering's obviously a little bit more secure. It's going to harden everything up. Solder's like welding for electronics, if you don't know what that is already. It'll be a little bit more solid. If you just tape it up, it might be a little less solid. But generally, I've had good luck with both methods before, depending on how many tools I've had available when I've done it. Once you get everything back together, it should be good to go. And you can put the screws back in there if everything's working the way you expect. And you'll be happy with your new volume. And most of the time, your kid will not even notice. I've done this to a lot of my child's toys. And my spouse has been very happy because of it. So, there's a lot further that you can go. If you check out the show notes, you'll see some of the circuit bending websites, and that'll get you into a deeper world of how to modify toys or electronics in general. So, have a good day. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.